want to do something a little unusual maybe this afternoon. Instead of preaching to the grown-ups, how to be if I preach to the children? Looks like we got quite a few of them here. And I believe the Lord loves the children too. And I believe He wants us to love children.
They'll grow up one day.
So, you children, don't go to sleep this afternoon. We have to say that to the grown-ups a lot in afternoon service, so say that to your children today. Listen to what we have to say. Do you memorize scriptures? How many of you memorize scriptures for your Sunday school classes? Well, nearly everybody does. Well, let me read you one. And this is a good one to memorize. It's in the 19th chapter of Matthew. In the 13th and 14th verses, 15th, the Bible says, "Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence." Well, I think those three scriptures are good scriptures for children to memorize. Can you remember those? Suffer the little children, come unto me. Forbid them not. That's what the Lord's church is made of, little children. And He wants you little children to grow up and be big people. But He wants the big people to be like you are, like little children. Suffer the little children, come unto me. Any of you little children ever been afraid of the dark? There's somebody that's not afraid to say he's afraid of the dark. Now, I remember when I was a boy, and we used to live in a two-story house. My brother and I slept in the same bed upstairs. And at night, Mother and Dad would go in their room, and the girls would go in their rooms, and my brother and I would be in our room together. And we'd play as long as we could. But finally the time had come, we'd have to turn out the light. And it's dark. We lived out in the country. There weren't any street lights around there, so it was real dark. All there was the moon and the stars. And when we had turned out the lights, my brother's younger than me, and he had poked me in the ribs with his elbow. He'd say, "What's that noise?" I said, "I don't know. Maybe there's a lion outside the window." Well, it's two stories up in the air. How could a lion get up there? But when you're little, you don't know what might be out there. So maybe there's a lion out there. He said, "You get up and look." He said, "No, you get up and look." He said, "You're the biggest, you get up and look." And you know what I say next? "Mommy." And my mother would say, "Be quiet. Go to sleep." I say, "There's a noise outside my window." And my mother said, "It's just the wind. Just go to sleep." So we'd lay there. We'd both say, "We're going to stay awake all night because we don't want the lion to get in here and get us." Or whatever it was that we thought was out there. And next thing we know, we'd wake up and it'd be morning. We thought we'd stay asleep all night, but sometime we'd go to sleep and we'd wake up, the sun would be shining. We're so glad. We'd look out the window and we'd feel so silly because we could see way down there the ground. There weren't any lions down there, no tracks of lions or anything. We'd feel so silly. You ever been afraid of the dark like that? When the light's shining, it's all right, isn't it? But when the light's not shining, it's dark. Mother and Dad are in the other room. And you can hear all kinds of sounds at night. Maybe there's something under the bed. We used to think maybe there'd be something under the bed that's going to come out at night and get us. Well, I have something to say about that. Now, I knew a woman. You know, women are weaker than men, so they kind of have a disadvantage. She was married. She's older than you children are. She was married, but her husband died. And she lived out in the country too, just like we did. And she came to meeting. They got up and testified and told us how that after her husband died, she had to go home by herself. Nobody there but just her. In the daytime, it was all right. But just like it happened to my brother and me, the old sun got over in that western sky and pretty soon it went down. It got dark. And she was afraid. Have you ever been all by yourself in the dark? Now see, I'm a big grown man. And I shouldn't be afraid of anything. But I remember one time I was in the woods not too long ago. And it got dark on me, and you know I was lost. And I was there all by myself, and I didn't know what way to get out. And I thought, well, I'm a grown man now, so there's nothing out here bigger than I am. But I still hated to hear the bushes rustling, because I couldn't see what might be over there. It was just an armadillo, but I didn't know that. Well, this was a woman. She was alone. It got dark. And she was afraid. So her husband had died, and she just buried him all alone. She went in her room and prayed. Lord, you see what my condition is. I'm by myself. I can't help myself. And she said she looked out the window, and the Lord showed her the whole yard full of angels. She said, I laid down and went to sleep peacefully. That's been many years ago. And that woman has lived to be an old woman. She's still living today. Nobody ever came in her yard and got her. Nobody ever shot her. Nobody ever stole her house or burned it down. The Lord showed her His angels all around her house, protecting her. Did you know when you children are born, the Lord assigns one of His angels to watch over you all of your life, to protect you and to care for you. Now you can do things that keep that angel from being able to watch over you. See, if you disobey your parents, if you're naughty, if you don't live like you should, then the Bible tells us that the Lord's protection will pull back from you. And He'll let you get into things that aren't good for you. And bad things might happen to you. But if you be good children to serve the Lord, His angels will watch over you.
Amen.
And you know, the thing about God is the day and the night are just the same to Him.
Yes.
The reason I'm afraid of the dark is because I can't see what's out there. But He sees everything that's going out there. He knows it all. And He sent His angels just to watch over you, every one of you.
Praise God.
You think we ought to serve Him? How about obeying your parents? You children always obey your parents? My mother used to tell me, clean up your room. Looks like a pig pen in here. She'd come up the stairs and look in my room. She'd say, it looks like a pig pen. I used to hate to hear her coming up the stairs in the daytime because I'm afraid of what she's going to say. You boys get in here and clean up this room. So maybe we'd get all the clothes that we should have been putting in the dirty clothes and stick them under the bed. And so we could go outside and play. She wouldn't notice, maybe. But that wasn't what my mother wanted us to do. It wasn't what she meant when she said, come and clean up. I remember my mother used to tell me to go take a bath when I was small. And I'd go get in the tub and dab a little water around here and there and get out. Because I didn't like taking a bath very good. And my mother caught me, and she said, I'm going to give you a mama scrubbing. And she took me back into the tub, and she said, I'm going to get all the new dirt and some of the old. And when she got through with me, I was clean everywhere. And next time she told me to go and take a bath, I tried to do a little better job, because I didn't want her to do that to me anymore. My mother was trying to teach me to obey her.
Yes.
Do your parents ever do that with you? Try to teach you to obey them?
Yes. How many of you know? Yes. And do you always do that? My mother told me, I had a sister that was just younger than I was, and I used to enjoy tormenting her. I was a boy and it was kind of rough, and she wasn't. My sister was quiet. She didn't like sports and things. So I used to torment her. And my mother told me she was sitting in the living room sewing with a needle one time. And the Bible said, suffer the little children to come unto me. These are things that happen to little children. And the Lord understands them, and He wants us to have a burden for children too, and to work with them. So my mother was sitting in the living room sewing. My sister and I were playing. She was trying to play, and I was playing too, but I was playing with her. I was tormenting her, and she was trying to play with her dolls or something. And we kept on, and Mother said, now you better quit that, boy. But I didn't listen to her. She said, now I'm going to get you if you don't quit that, and I'll punish you. But I didn't listen to her. My sister kept squealing. And my mother had a needle in her hand, and she said, now I told you to quit, and you wouldn't do it. And she said, now I'm going to have to punish you. She said, here's your punishment. She said, I'm going to hold this needle out like this, and you've got to bend over and back up into it. Hold it. See, that's been 30 years ago, but I still remember what happened that day. My mother was trying to correct me. And so I started backing up and looking over my shoulder, and back slower and slower the closer I got. And finally, she got tired of waiting on me, so she stuck me in the needle. She was trying to teach me to obey her. Did your parents ever correct you like that? Well, that's the kind of a woman that my mother was. Now, I loved my mother. She cared about us, and she was trying to teach us, but I never remember her being cruel to me. Amen. But I do remember this happened one time. My mother was sick. She wasn't feeling very good. We had a bunch of cows, calves, some other things, lived out on the farm. And every evening they have to be fed. And Mother told me, so she shouldn't have to tell me, because I knew every morning, every evening, you have to feed the calves. But she told me to go feed them. And she knew that I knew she wasn't feeling good. She said, now, son, they have to be fed before dark. And so, but I was playing baseball. And I thought, well, I can feed those calves anytime, but if I go feed them now, I won't be able to watch it. I won't be able to play baseball because it's still daylight. So I went on with my playing, and after a while, Mother came out there. And she saw it was getting pretty late in the day, and she said, now, son, you disobeyed me. And she said, you deserve a whipping. But she said, you know, I'm trying to teach you about Jesus, and I'm going to teach you something today. She said, you know, I'm sick, I don't feel very good. She went and got a piece of lath, a board about this long, about this wide. And she said, you deserve a whipping. She said, I'm sick and I don't feel like whipping you. She said, I'm going to take your whipping for you. She said, I want you to whip me this time. And so she handed me the lath and she bent over. Go ahead, hit me now, she said. You deserve this, but I'm going to take it for you. She said, this is what Jesus did for you. For your sins. That hurt me harder than any whipping she ever gave me. I hit her once, but I couldn't hit her any more than that because I couldn't see her. Because I was crying too hard. That's my mother. And to have to whip my mother for something that I'd done wrong when she was sick. See, my mother wasn't whipping me to be mean to me. She was trying to teach me to do what was right. And my mother loved me. And that's why she did to me what she did. Do you think your parents love you, children? Do you think your parents love you? Do you think they beat you when they shouldn't beat you? Well, my mother did me. She whipped me a time or two. when it's one of the other children that did the wrong.
She whipped me when I really didn't deserve it. But there were a whole lot more times when I did deserve it and she didn't catch me. And I know she never whipped me just because she was angry with me. She's always in love. Now let me tell you something, children. I'm a grown man. I've raised children of my own. My mother's gone. I can't ever see her again till I get to heaven. I wish that I'd obeyed her more now. I can remember some times when I was a teenager that I stood up to my mother, argued with her right in her face. I told her one time, "You deserve a whipping. If Dad doesn't give it to you, I'm going to." And I was 15, 16 years old. I wish I could call that back now. Well, before my mother died, long before she died, I corrected that. But those words still linger in my mind. I wish I had never talked to my mother that way. And the tears that she cried over me, and not knowing how I was going to turn out, kind of boy I was going to be. Did you know your parents loved you? Did you know if you misbehave in her sense, it's hard for them, and they're interested in you and care what happens to you? And you know the Bible said, children, obey your parents. It's a whole lot better to do that. You know that's what the Lord wants you to do? To love and obey your parents?
Yes.
And to appreciate them?
Can you do that? You know, when we have church services like this, maybe like we'll have tonight, the preacher gets up here and the big people get to feeling bad about what they've done wrong, and they come to the altar and pray and ask the Lord to forgive them. That's why they're doing that. See, if they've done something they shouldn't do. Well, if you haven't obeyed your children or your parents like you should, sometimes the Lord wants children to come and do that too. Come and pray and tell the Lord, "Lord, I'm sorry. I wish I could go back now. I say I wish I had never talked to my mother and my father like I did. I regret that. That hurt them. They didn't deserve for me to treat them like I did. I wish I could go back and correct it." The way to do that is to come and ask the Lord to forgive you. And when you have to go ask mother and dad. You know that'll break them down. There's hardly any parents can stand up to that when the children come around and say, "Mother and dad, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me." You know what they're liable to do? They're liable to just start crying. And they'll love you when you do that. And you know, when you come and tell the Lord you're sorry, He'll do you the same way. He'll forgive you and He'll love you. How about getting along with other children? Not long ago, we had a service in our congregation at home. Little boy came to the altar. Maybe he's 7 or 8 years old. I don't know. And I went down there to pray with him. He was just crying his heart out. Well, that's all right. It doesn't hurt to cry if you need to. He said, "Son, what's the matter?" He said, "I hit Janelle." Janelle's a little girl in the congregation. He said, "I hit Janelle. I want the Lord to forgive me." I said, "Why did you hit Janelle?" "Well," he said, "we made a little farm," if I remember what he told me. He and another boy made a little pretend farm out there. And Janelle came out there and ran through the middle of it. Knocked down their fences and stepped on their trucks. And said, "I hit her." He said, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that." You know, that's the very same kind of thing that the parents are coming to the altar for. Ask the Lord to forgive them. When you get older, it gets a little bigger and it gets a little more complicated, but it's really the same kind of thing that the parents come to the altar for and say, "Lord, forgive me." And you know what else he had to do when he got through praying? I said, "You feel good now? You feel like the Lord forgave you?" I said, "Yes." Had a big smile on his face. I said, "Now you know what else you need to do?" He said, "What?" I said, "You better go find Janelle. Tell her I'm sorry I hit her. She ran through his farm. He better let her take care of that, hadn't he?"
Yeah.
He hit her. He better take care of what he did to her. Did you know the Lord wants you children to be good to each other and kind to each other? And if you haven't been,
If you hit somebody, or if you ran through somebody's farm, the Lord wants you to come and ask Him to forgive you.
Amen.
And go ask that person to forgive you. Now, you know, the Bible wasn't written during the time you and I are living in. It was written a long time ago. And the people that lived in that time, they're very wicked people. You know what wicked is, don't you? They weren't very nice. When they had children, like you are, you know what they do with their children? They had a big old god made out of brass. He'd stand maybe higher than the ceiling in this room. He couldn't move. He was hollow, but he's made out of brass. And he had arms reach out like this. And the parents would take their children, just like you children are, and they'd lay their children up on this god's arms. It's up in the air, pretty high. And they tie him on his arms. How would you feel if somebody did that to you? Would you like that? And then you know what they'd do? They built a fire inside the god, and they roasted their children up there on the arms of that big old god. And that's how they worshiped. That's not very nice at all, is it? That was just one nation. Another nation, the way they worship God, they'd take their little children and throw them in the river. And you know what was in the river? Crocodiles. They fed their children to the crocodiles. And that's how they worshiped their God. Oldest child in the family. Or if they wanted to make a special sacrifice, pick out one of the children. How would you like your parents to look over your family and try to pick out one of the children? If you were an only child, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you? Pick out one of the children. This is the one we're going to burn up in the fire. All the rest of you, tell him goodbye and kiss him. Or this is the one we're going to throw in the river and let the crocodiles get him. How would you like your parents to do that? That'd be awful, wouldn't it? You know why I'm telling you that? Because that's the same kind of thing that's going on in the world around us today. The parents are not giving their children to burn them up in the fire. They're burning them up with drugs. They're burning them up with television. And they're burning them up with other kinds of wickedness and evil. And that's why your parents want you to come to church so much. You ever get tired of coming to meeting? Seem like the services last so long and get so bored. Do you ever feel that way? That's why your parents keep bringing you to meeting. Because they don't want you to be thrown away out there in the world. To be lost. So many little children growing up today got a mother and a father that don't live together. Can't get along with each other. Pass the children back and forth like dominoes or something. And the reason we have church so much is because we don't want that to happen to you. That's really what it's all about. The Israelites, they didn't offer their children to heathen gods. They didn't throw them in the river for the crocodiles, and they didn't burn them up. That wasn't God's plan for them. If they started doing that, the Lord punished them for that. They were to raise their children and teach them about God.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to raise you and teach you about Jesus and how to live for Jesus. Well, that's my message for this afternoon. But I wonder if there's any children here that hit Janelle or hit somebody and need to ask the Lord to forgive them. Or I wonder if there's any little children here that haven't been obeying mother and dad and don't want to see mother and dad crying about you and want to come and ask the Lord to forgive you and may have to go ask mother and dad to forgive you too. Or I wonder if there's any little children here that are afraid of the dark and you want the Lord to have His angels to watch over you. And so you want to come and pray and say, Lord, take my life and watch over me. Have you heard anybody talk about Brother Chandler? You know something about who he was, don't you? What did he say? He was 9 years old when he got saved. He told me he was 9 years old, I believe, when he got saved, and he never backslid all of his life. You can do that too. The Lord said to let the little children come to Him. If you get saved when you're young, it'll save you lots of troubles in this whole world. So maybe we could stand and sing a song, and maybe some of the children want to come and pray today.